5.11.
The stranger stood alone. Glancing about, he saw his aloneness, saw the waters of the lovely bay, saw the sun sliding down the late colors of the day, and then, half turning, spied a small wooden object on the sand. It was no more than the slender stick from a lime ice cream delicacy long since melted away. Smiling, he picked the stick up. With another glance around to reinsure his solitude, the man stooped again, and holding the stick gently with light sweeps of his hand, began to do the one thing in all the world he knew best how to do. He began to draw incredible figures along the sand. He sketched one figure, and then moved over, and still looking down, completely focused on his work now, drew a second and a third figure, and after that a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. George Smith, printing the shoreline with his feet, gazed here, gazed there, and then saw the man ahead. George Smith, drawing nearer, saw that the man, deeply tanned, was bending down. Nearer yet, and it was obvious what the man was up to. George Smith chuckled. Of course, of course. Along on the beach, this man, how old, 65, 70, was scribbling and doodling away. How the sand flew. How the wild portraits flung themselves out there on the shore. How... George Smith took one more step and stopped, very still. The stranger was drawing and drawing, and did not seem to sense that anyone stood immediately behind him and the world of his drawings in the sand.